In this episode, we hear all about the Essex Family Forum. We hear about what the forum actually does, their vision for the future, and we also hear personal experience about Ascend Education and how the system still isn't right everywhere. Find us on Facebook at Multi Schools. Okay, so Joe, what is the Essex Family Forum?
So the Essex Family Forum is a parent carer forum. The Children's and Families Act 2014, which we know provides a lot of regulations for how SEN is operated, really asks for the local authorities, health, social care, to listen to parents and to for parents to have a voice. Not just within their own families, but also at strategic level when they're deciding on legislation and guidance at regional and national levels. And it's widely accepted that parent carer forums are the way to do this. And as such, we are funded by the DfE. We are part funded by the DfE. And they're all of the local authorities across the UK will have a parent carer forum. We really represent parents within the local area. So we work with parents and we listen to what they say. And then when we are speaking with our partners in the local authority, sort of education, health, social care, the CCG, you know, we are then being able to voice what's working well for parents and what isn't working well for parents and what needs to be improved. And we do that from a number of ways. We've got a management committee where we've got seven members of our management committee, and I should point out everyone that works within the family forum and sits on a management committee are all parents with children of SEN. So, you know, myself, I have two children on the SEN register. One of my eldest child has autism and sensory processing disorder. And so we're all experienced parents. We've all been through that process. We can all relate to parents that are struggling and trying to navigate their way through that SEN world, from support to provision to school placements, behavioural issues, sensory issues, education, complex needs, health. So we've all been through it, which is, I think, really beneficial. And as well as a management committee, we have two paid members of staff, which is myself and Julia Brunning. She's also a development worker. And the most important people that we have within our forum is what we call our family champions. And this is how I started my role within the forum when I was working with yourself at Marketfield, was that family champions are parents of children with SEN, and they work with us to tell us what their lived experiences are. They feedback from the coffee mornings that they go to, from the meetings, from the social media groups, from having those chats with mums at the school gates, which we all know are, you know, really vitally important from the and they tell us what's going on, what's important to them, what issues are working for them, what isn't working well, so that we really understand what's going on in the community. And we use all of that information that we collate to help us when we are having discussions at a strategic level to help to form policy and procedure and guidance for the families in Essex. So I think we have a really important role to play within the SEN community.
I can tell from your answer, Joe, that you're very enthusiastic and passionate about it.
Absolutely.
There's loads of stuff that I can touch on straight away from what you've said. So just firstly, actually, you mentioned about, you know, the family champions. So if there's parents listening to this podcast and they, you know, they want to get involved a bit more, and actually they've got issues they want to talk about, either good or bad experiences, how would they do that through the family forum, Joe?
If they just want to tell us an experience, because a lot of we realise that the demands of being a SEN parent is massive and it can change from day to day. I know from my own experience, and I'll draw on that, is that we can have a great week where everything's going fine and I can work and we can do family activities. We can have another week where we're just full of meltdowns, we can't leave the house. And so for us, when we're with our family champions, we really understand that actually involvement can be, we can really get involved sometimes, and actually sometimes we just can't. We can't give any time. So we really understand that. So for parents that just want to share their views, we invite them to email us, phone us, Facebook Messenger us. And we have lots of parents that do that. We also run surveys where people can contribute. If you wanted to become what we would call a family champion and perhaps be more involved, We've got some online training that we invite parents to do. Just really explains what the forum is and what we would expect of family champions, and really just to guide them through that process. And anyone can do that. Absolutely anyone. And we've got 30 family champions at the moment spread out across all four quarters of Essex. Some are really active and some just touch base and come to sort of the termly coffee mornings we've got. And we'll, and then the other end is that we've got some really active people that will engage in focus groups, will go along to contribute. We've recently had, even on lockdown, we've got our family champions working, bless them. We had an online focus session with some people that are working with Essex Family Forum, with Essex County Council on One Planning. And so those that are on One, that have got the experience of One Planning, we came together and we had an online meeting. We were sharing our experiences of One Planning. We work alongside with the local offer, looking to improve that, and we draw our family champions in to work with us on that. We can sit on, some of them sit on panels for funding, which is brilliant. The poet survey, we have our family champions. With our poet survey this year, our family champions did such a great job that Essex took what we, the suggestions we've made to poet, and went to In Control, who run the poet survey across the whole of the UK.
Wow.
And In Control have actually taken on board our family champion suggestions and will be changing the survey nationally.
That's brilliant.
So it's a real... it's a really interesting role that you can be, devote as much time as you want to, or you can just be involved and be on the peripheral and, you know, dip in and out as you can. But we, you know, we want to have as many family champions as possible so that people can share their experiences. Together we're stronger, the more we will be heard.
That's a really important message, Joe, because, you know, it, sometimes if organisations, if services, they don't hear voices and they can't improve.
So,
getting the voices of people that are involved is so important. You mentioned loads of different stuff there again around poet survey and then how it's bigger than just Essex and you've got connections beyond that. So just tell us a little bit, Joe, about some of the connections you have beyond Essex. So I know listeners all over the country listen to the podcast, which
Well, Essex Family Forum, as I said, is a parent carer forum, and there are parent carer forums across all of the different counties. So whilst we represent Essex initially, there'll be lots of parent care forums in all of the different local authorities. We're part of the Eastern region. We come together every 3 months and we exchange what's going on within the Eastern region. And we share. So we, you know, we're good friends with our neighbours and, you know, we share ideas and we talk and we work out what's going on within the East, which is really key. It's really good to have that dialogue. And then we also feed into what's called the National Network of Parent Carer Forums, which is the NMPCF. And they basically do what we do in Essex, but at a national level. And the NMPCF have been heavily involved in a lot of the guidance that's been coming out recently within the COVID-19 pandemic. They've been consulted on a lot of the procedures and they are very much a voice working alongside the DfE, with the government, with ministers, to get that voice and those parents heard at a national, as parent carer forums, we've represented at a national level. Our recent survey that we did, asking parents how they felt communication was with schools and the support they were getting from schools, that information was fed through to our Eastern region, which helped other parent carer forums conduct surveys. And it was also fed up to the NMPCF, who then used that information to tell the government and to tell their contacts and, you know, how things are working at the ground level. So it's really important that we collect these views so that parents are heard.
Yeah, definitely. And it's good that you've explained, like, the channels of the communication and the way they work, Joe, so that, you know, other families can understand that. So just moving away slightly from the family forum now and just about your own personal experiences, you mentioned at the start about Marketfield, and obviously we've both worked there. You also mentioned about your own daughter as well. What has been your own personal experience of education, and more specifically SEN education, Joe?
I think, like many parents, well, my background was in finance and litigation in the city, and then I sort of stopped that to have kids, and it wasn't really feasible. And I just took a part-time job in a nursery, sort of doing admin and finance. But like many people, I felt that there was something wrong with my child, and I felt that I wasn't being listened to. And you have that battle and fight where you know that there's something, but professionals, oh, there's nothing wrong, and oh, you know, and you begin to be made to feel, you know, a bit of a nuisance, that you know, you're a bit of a neurotic parent and you feel like you have to fight really to get someone heard. And I had two really lovely people at the local family hub and the Sure Start centres, as they were now, the family hubs now. And they were just really supportive and they kind of inspired me to think, well, do you know what, I can learn about this. And so, sort of bored of not being listened to, I thought, well, I'll teach myself. So I went and got a degree in child development. And I specialised that degree really into autism and sensory processing to give myself a better understanding. And that led me to working at Stepping Stones in Colchester, which is a fantastic integrated nursery that does a lot of work with children with complex needs. They were fantastic and they really supported me as well through my journey. That initial stage of really pushing to be referred to a paediatric, you know, pushing for those autism diagnoses. And then I moved to working at Marketfield for 3 years. It was that time I thought, because I had originally thought, maybe I'll be a teacher. Maybe that'll be, you know, where to go, use this degree to really support children and help children learn. But I think the more I learned about the national curriculum, the more I felt that that wasn't something that I could teach. I really believe in play and children learning through their own development, learning at their own speed. And really, I felt, you know, much like a SEND learning curriculum where we were at Marketfield, you could really tap into what the children needed to learn. You could see what they needed to learn through their EHCPs, through the way they were developed. We grouped children together through their needs and you could really focus in on what they learned. And I really enjoyed that. And I was fortunate enough to spend my last year in some of it in a sort of teaching role as a HLTA. And it was fabulous knowing that you could, you know, you weren't bound by a curriculum to teach the times tables and maths and spelling. That, you know, if you could do a whole week on stranger danger and we could do yoga and we could teach them about what it was to play, and it was just fantastic. And my opportunities through Family Forum came up for me to have a paid role. You know, I kind of decided at that point I didn't want to be a teacher and I was really kind of disillusioned with my own experience of mainstream education. And I felt that actually I would rather be on the other side supporting the parents through it than being part of the system myself. I think there are some schools that do an absolutely fantastic job. We've got fantastic SENCOs, really committed head teachers. And then we have some really committed class teachers that really want the best. But if you have a year of a child's life, which is such a long time, especially for a child development in their early years, where they're with a teacher that, you know, I've been told your child doesn't have autism, it's down to bad parenting, maybe you should go on a parenting course. And you know, it's very hard as a parent to keep fighting back to that, to actually say, no, do you know what, this isn't my parenting, actually I am a good parent and I'm doing the best for my child, and actually it's you.
Yeah.
You don't see what I see. And it, you know, and I spent a lot of time looking at sensory processing disorder and how that's diagnosed. And you know, we have all these questionnaires for teachers to fill in and it forms a part of a child's diagnosis. We're asking professional teachers who are qualified in teaching our children, but they're not qualified to make a diagnosis of autism. And if you have or sensory processing disorder, and if you have a teacher who's got 30 kids in their class and they're working really hard, they might not see the child that's sitting there with their fingers in their ears or rocking on their chair because it's a busy, busy class, but we're asking them to contribute to making diagnoses. And I really struggled with that and that process. And I think I really struggled because I've experienced where, you know, teachers have been asked to fill out forms where, you know, they don't think there's anything wrong. And so then they're not seeing what I see. It makes it really difficult. And I think that teacher relationship, when parent relationship with school, is so crucial. And I think I've been on the other side where it breaks down. And the effect that can have, for me, stepping out of education and going in a role where I support parents, for them to have their voice heard, for me, was more beneficial than staying within education, even if it was in a SEND school.
Thank you, Jo. Because that's a really good insight to lots of different layers there. And you mentioned the system there as well. And I think lots of people listening to this and beyond will acknowledge that something needs to change with the system beyond Essex.
Absolutely. It's nationally. National level, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
And teachers do such a great job, but there's so many demands placed on them. And I saw that firsthand, how you can be expected to be everything as one person. And, you know, Marketfield, we have lovely small classes, but if you're a teacher in a mainstream, you've got 30, 35 kids. and it's just you, it's impossible to be everything.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself doesn't help the barriers that parents face, I think.
Definitely. But that's why it's important that, you know, we're speaking out about issues like this and we are listening to people's voices. So as you know, Joe, obviously with the multi-schools, we're looking all around pupil voice and why that's so, so important. So Joe, for you, why is the multi-schools council important, do you think?
I just think it's amazing. I think what we do for parents is to give them a voice, and what the multi-school council does for children is to give them a voice. And the child's voice is the most important voice. That's the voice that we all need to listen to and we all need to hear. We all need to take that person-centred approach, and we can be so creative about how we can get that voice. It doesn't necessarily need to be through verbal communication. There's so many ways, and I think the multi-school council highlights the importance of a child having their voice, and it gives the children the confidence to say, actually, I do want to have a say and I can have a say. And we talked about anxiety and resilience, and I think the curriculum is so difficult these days, but to have somebody coming in and talk specifically about what resilience is and what anxiety is, and how that they can develop tools. And I know you go into lots of schools and you work with children to develop those tools. I just think it's amazing, because the effect that children have if they're unhappy, they're sad, they're anxious, they're frustrated, the effect that has on their cognitive functions and their ability to learn is massive.
Yeah.
A child's only going to learn if they're happy. And we need to teach them the tools to be happy. And by educating them and teaching them about everyone is different and we can all be the same, and giving them the tools to be able to manage their own feelings, I think is something fantastic. And I wish all schools would sign up to the multi-school council, and that you were able to get in more schools. And I know we work together as well on the we've done a lot of work together on transport. Me from a parent perspective, saying that, you know, what parents need. And I reached out to you, didn't I? And said, I'd love you to be on board, because we need to hear the child's voice in the issues of transport. So we're going to be making some videos together to release the parents. And I think that's brilliant, as two organisations that represent the heart of the same community can work together as well.
Definitely. I'm really glad you've mentioned that, Joe, actually, because I was going to just build on that as well and say exactly what you did, in that it's really important that we work together moving forwards. And I know we've got plans to do that with transport, but there'll be loads of other things as well, because our vision is, just like the DfE fund, you know, parent family forums all across the country, we feel they should be doing that with pupil forums as well. And hopefully this could be the start of something like that. So just to finish, Joe, it's quite a big question, and you can add as much or as little detail as you want. What's the vision for the Essex Family Forum moving forwards?
For every SEND parent to be a family champion, so we can hear their voice.
Yeah.
I think Together We're Stronger. But I think the main important thing is that we continue to connect with families, that families know that we're there to support them, that we're there to give them a voice, and, you know, that we continue to build on our relationships with other charities and groups across Essex, and that we continue to build with our family champions, and that we provide them a voice, and that we change services within Essex so that families are better supported and receive better communication.
Yeah.
So I think that's our ultimate goal.
Thank you so much for your time, Joe. Like I said earlier, if there are parents listening to this, which I'm sure there will be, and they want to get in touch, what's the best email address that they can use?
Hello at Essex Family Forum. That'll come through to me. But I would say we've got a website that's, at the moment, we've got lots of information about the current pandemic for health, social and education. We've also got our Facebook page, which is brilliant if you can follow it, because we try to share as much SEND activity and SEND community posts as we can. And also we keep people updated. So I would say contact us via Facebook. We're very active on there. Contact us via our website. And our email address, hello@essexfamilyforum.org.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everyone,
Kieran.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.